Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Ohassan. That's Big Jerb. That's Black Trey. Shout out to the Patreons, patreon.com/countthedings. If you are a Patreon, you already know. You get this whole episode, bing, bang, boom in its entirety, not chunked up. If you are a Patreon, you're getting that OG podcast that's dropping now every week. Me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom, and Jade, we're all back together. We're doing the damn thing. And if you are a Patreon, you're getting those watch-alongs. You're getting the Discord, which, by the way, is getting revamped. That's right. New Discord, new access, new, especially as Twitter turns into a fucking wasteland, Discord will be your friend, man. It's a nice space of like-minded people just here to have a good time, share memes, laugh, talk about shit that we talk about. So make sure you are a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get started. Atlanta, the season finale, the series finale. Is it wrong? Is it wrong that I'm like, as an episode, not as the way to end the series, but as an episode, I'm like, well, this one was actually not bad. It was funny. Right. We got everyone in there. And most importantly, Jerv, we had some sort of connection to the rest of the season in that Earn makes a joke
Curious.
That Alfred has a broken foot and old McAlfred had a farm. Like, I'm like, finally, y'all niggas actually made some shit that has something to do with something. It only took the whole season. Jerv, you didn't like that episode? Forget about this is how the series ends.
Okay.
Did you like that episode?
I chuckled.
Real,
I chuckled.
Like you liked some of the other shit earlier this season. I thought that shit was trash. You liked fucking the goofy movie one?
Shit was funny. yo, my man stood on the table for the picture, dog. Like, what are you talking about? I mean, it was straight. It wasn't. I guess I'm looking at it through the finale. Yeah. Standpoint, you don't know what I mean?
Just as an episode, if you thought there was another episode coming next week, like
what's
the whole
girl
like
name,
Van. No, she's been solid since day one, bro. Come on.
I'm not saying she hasn't, but Van gave us one last goodbye, bro. Like she said, yo, y'all niggas gonna remember me. Check me out in everything I got coming up.
I don't know, man. Again. Later in the show, we'll talk about Black Panther, and I'm gonna tell you something about a tweet I sent while watching Black Panther. But yes, Van, we definitely got a great goodbye from Van right there. No, I liked it because also the thing about Atlanta was there was always something I felt was relatable in it, and like the idea of we're going to go to this restaurant. But like, there's a Popeyes right there, and like, I know we agreed to eat here, or whatever. But goddamn it, I just want that goddamn chicken sandwich, man.
Chicken sandwich, dog.
Oh my god, that smell! They're right. If you are in the area in the environment of a Popeyes, you smell that shit instantly, and it makes you forget everything. Everything, like my life doesn't matter anymore. I just want that Popeyes. I don't know what's in it. And then, I'm gonna tell you when I laughed the hardest. The speech by the dude, the chef, the dude that owns the restaurant. You ain't laughed, Jerv. That nigga was like, it's like the opening night of Queen and Slim. We were full, and then 15 minutes later, we were empty because, and I quote, that nigga trying to serve us poison fish. Dog, I mean, I laughed so goddamn. Hard, man.
Would you have eaten that shit?
Fuck no. No, like, I'm sorry.
This nigga serving me poisoned fish.
No, I like to be fair, I probably wouldn't eat it even at like a fancy ass Japanese restaurant.
Hey, that's funny. I think the undertone of it too is just like how niggas look at niggas in the establishment. Yeah. Of just like, nah, bro. Like, why would he do that? We're skeptical on our own people, you know what I'm saying? So I think that was underlying. Well,
and
then y'all go to a black-owned sushi place?
I try it. But if I get sick, that's your ass.
Racist-ass germ.
But then again,
racist-ass germ. Ray said, if I get sick, that's your ass. Nigga, is that anyone else's ass?
Yes, it is. Nigga, you get one shot with food. That's it. That's it. I don't go back and I don't do that shit. But like, no, but to get back to the story, it's crazy that Darius really was fucked up. And for his solo episode to be the last episode, I thought it was fitting and that it was all a dream. You know what I'm saying?
That the only whole shit was a dream?
The end was the last night. No, the inception part was the last night of it. You know what I'm saying? So that was the last time they actually got to kick it. You feel me? Before Earn moved to LA, before Paperboy went to all this shit. But again, he just mentally was cooked. You know what I'm saying? Because he just didn't even know what was real and whatever.
Wait, are you saying it was supposed to be the whole experience was a dream or just that night? The entire experience. See, I think
the entire whole shit. Because when you go to, if we go, not that you ever gonna fucking watch this show again.
Never.
When you go back and you think about the club and the invisible car and all like alternate reality shit of like a white kid doing the patois and all, just a bunch of shit that was just
the white weird. White Bieber, a black Bieber.
It,
I mean,
yeah, but I'm just saying all the weird shit that was going on in the show was all in Darius' head. You know what I'm saying? And
that's the other part I laugh. But he's like, "Come on, guys, get in my pink Maserati,"
and he spins out, and then they play the like music and shit. But in season two, he's remember when they're at the party, they go to like I forgot some fucking party, and he's sitting at the pool with the girl, and he tells her that she's a sim.
Yeah,
it was long time. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, but, it was a Manson party. It was Drake's house, right? The party at Drake's house.
Yeah. But the thing was that niggas. They tried to be too deep with it. And I think that's where they kind of wasted a lot of shit. But mainly, this shit was all in this dude's head. You get what I'm saying?
So Paperboy never really happened? Like, he never was like a rapper?
No, it happened. But like, again, this was... It ended. Like, everything else was all kind of created through
Darius. Kind of like him going to his brother's house. Mm-hmm. And cracking jokes and asking this and that, and but then like we get that scene where it's like, oh no, his brother's been dead,
gone,
and so he's just reliving memories. I guess
he goes to the flow tunnel. I mean, he goes to the flow shit to kind of escape. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I should have dove super hard into it, but I wanted to have an explanation.
No, I mean that makes sense.
Confused, but then
that makes sense.
They were inspired by. The nigga who did Inception, you get what I'm saying? Right. But kind of put a spin on it, and his spinning. If Jerry seen this, this is not spoiler rich, but you seen the fucking spinning top on Inception. His shit was Judge Judy.
Yeah, I think Judge Judy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And overall, obviously Judge Judy didn't appear obviously throughout the fucking show.
Well, she did. We got to think Judge Judy that one scene.
I'm talking about through the episode she did, but I'm talking about throughout the rest of the show for him to like separate.
Oh yeah, at the end he's watching Judge Judy, but we don't get to see what she looks like.
Whole shit.
In the same way that at the end of Inception, we don't get to see whether the top falls or not. I mean, look,
night that we get to see where it's actually real or. In the part where he's looking at him is the last night that they actually hung out. So it goes like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
which is like Inception when his kids run into the house and all that shit.
Yeah.
But look, all right. I guess that makes it a little bit more complex than the whole, it was just a dream. But at the end of the day, when you tell me it was just a dream, like I'm automatically turned off.
I didn't sign up for that shit.
Of course, because we came, season one was so, we bought into a whole different show.
Right.
And also when you look at the covers, right? One part, the one and two is red. The other one is blue, three and four. So you did it on the Matrix.
Oh, well, I mean, again.
this nigga got lost. He got lost in a fucking YouTube. No,
let me tell everybody. Trey medically can't drink anymore. He can't drink. He can't.
So I'm hyper focused on everything.
So like this motherfucker right now.
No, I'm sitting here and all this shit. I'm like, where? How the fuck was I supposed to know all this shit? I thought I was watching a rapper become famous this entire time.
Jerv, Trey is like that episode of Seinfeld where George stops jerking off, stops having sex, and stops whatever.
Oh, it becomes super smart.
Super smart. That's a trick. Just having a trick. Like,
hey,
like,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been building out a server right now on Mastodon. I've been fucking, listen, I'm learning how to code. I've been locked in, bro, using my fucking free time.
Trey about to find a cure for diseases, all types of shit.
Fried food and alcohol was keeping Trey down, man.
Hey, man, PDO glad locked in, bro. Dog,
I can't wait for Trey to, like, run for president or some shit like that. And I'm just
gonna we ain't going to do all that, but I will say I'm locked in.
You're gonna do some shit where literally me and Jeff won't be able to get in contact with you anymore. We'll be like Sean. We'll be like, hey, Trey, I'm in your city. I'm like, fuck you, nigga.
Yo, speaking of Sean, right? I love this weekly Sean update because it's just great. It's just fun because he hears it later and then he just complains. This nigga Sean texts me, yo, you out? It's Thursday, random Thursday. It's like 9, 10 p.m. Yo, you out? I'm like, Sean, it's Thursday. Fuck that me. Nigga, am I supposed to be out? Nigga, I'm not the vibes director. Nigga, I don't fucking know, bro. He's getting frustrated.
Director.
He's frustrated with me because I don't want to be out on a fucking random ass Thursday. Even though it's Veterans Day tomorrow, that's not a reason for me to stay out an extra disgusting amount of hours on a Thursday in New York. That's funny. I don't get it. That nigga shot is hilarious, bro.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
One quick thing for Atlanta before we move off of it. Kevin Esau from Flatbush Misdemeanors makes the cameo appearance Darius's brother, which is cool on a couple levels. Obviously, it's cool whenever we see people that we like from other things kind of get a glow up or get an opportunity. But also because Darius's character is Nigerian in the show, so it's cool they got an actual Nigerian to play his brother. You know, Kevin's of Nigerian descent. So that was a cool look. I mentioned it earlier or in another episode of this week's episodes of Bomb. I met him outside of the Comedy Cellar, and I was like, oh, shit, man, like, such a huge fan of the show. And he fucking knew who I was, and he knew I was from this, because Dan told him.
Dan.
Like, yeah, you guys did the shit with Dan, and da-da-da, we really appreciate all the love you've been showing us. I was like, that was really fucking cool. Like, you know, it always means more to me when people say they listen to Bomb or, you know, they watch something from Bomb or whatever.
Because it's deep cut. It's yeah, like, nigga, like, you know. Like, niggas ain't, like, nigga, somebody, some random, I don't even know who it was. Some black dude was like, which podcast do you listen, black podcast you listen to and don't promote your own? And seeing motherfuckers tag us was like, oh,
Yeah.
And I mean, I get it. Like, again, we got to give ourselves a little bit more credit. We've been rocking for like 5-6 years now consistently.
Yeah. At least, yeah.
Probably every the week. Most consistent podcast out there. And we're like constantly evolving. We haven't switched up the cast that much. Yep. And again, it shows a testament to like where the fuck this show has been. We've showed up in like serious moments. We've showed up for like funny moments. We've showed up for like etiquette for other races. These different things. And I miss
those, man. I miss when we had to, when people would ask us like questions. Like,
I think we can get back to this stuff.
Kev cut hair live on the bro.
Shout out again, to Kev. These are things that obviously we've had so many. I wish there was, and I mean, I got the free time now. I might just put a contributor list of how many people actually been on each show. Like every guest that we've had.
His brain is out of this world. This nigga's brain into the sky.
Hey man, I got that for time, bro. I'll be watching shit and I just sit here, bro. I'm telling you, I'm so locked in at this point.
The guy here fucking getting smart and shit.
I'm gonna invest in shit. I'm telling you now.
That's gonna do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter. Again, shout out to Jerv, shout out to Trey. Thank you, the listener. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a subscriber. If you were a subscriber, you would have got this entire podcast all at once, as opposed to in a little chunks. You also get the OG show that me, Trey, Waz, Zach, Tom, and Dave do. You also get the watch along. You also get the Discord, all type of shit. Make sure you're a subscriber. Tap in all of this stuff, all the good feelings. Till next time, stay black, motherfucker.